We turn now to an effort to understand the terrorist group whose leaders may be hiding near Afghanistan's border. Top military and intelligence officials were pulled before Congress yesterday, asked to explain their best understanding of al-Qaeda. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly went along to that hearing. As she reports, lawmakers wanted to know if Iraq is part of the war on terror or a distraction, and what is the difference between al-Qaeda and al-Qaeda in Iraq, in intelligence shorthand, AQI.
It fell to Ted Gastaro to take on that last question. Gastaro is the top U.S. analyst on transnational threats and the chief author of the new National Intelligence Estimate, or NIE. He explained the relationship between core al-Qaeda and its Iraqi offshoot this way.
We certainly see very close ideological ties between al-Qaeda in Iraq and al-Qaeda core. We see shared experiences and personal histories between the leaderships in the organizations, and we see some overlapping of certain facilitation networks. Al-Qaeda in Pakistan tries to provide strategic guidance and encouragement to AQI, but it also defers to AQI to make tactical decisions on the ground with regard to its operations inside of Iraq.
Democratic Congressman Bud Kramer tried to follow up on that.
Are you saying that al-Qaeda and al-Qaeda in Iraq are one and the same organization?
Sir, the way the relationship is described in the NIE is that al-Qaeda in Iraq is an affiliate organization to al-Qaeda in South Asia.
Let me help you with that. Then the answer to that is yes, they're basically one and the same organization.
Sir, I think, you know, as the president described yesterday, we're dealing with al-Qaeda that has a decentralized command and control structure.
So neither Gastaro nor the other officials testifying would put it quite the way President Bush has. In a speech on Tuesday, Mr. Bush described al-Qaeda and al-Qaeda in Iraq as, quote, the same terrorist network and an alliance of killers. Democrats have questioned that, and at yesterday's hearing, several asked, is Iraq a distraction from the global fight against terrorism? Republican John McHugh put a different spin on the question when he asked it of Pentagon Intelligence Chief Jim Clapper.
Do you think Iraq and Afghanistan is an either-or situation, or do you think we ought to be focusing on potential success in both?
Well, I think we should. This is a global campaign, and so I don't think it's zero-sum or either-or, it's both.
Other lawmakers tried to bore in on what they see as a discrepancy between the two most recent NIEs on the al-Qaeda threat. An NIE made public last year described an al-Qaeda whose senior leadership had been seriously damaged. The one released last week concludes that al-Qaeda's senior leadership is growing stronger. Here's Democrat Ellen Tauscher.
This is the difference between, gee, I'm really worried there may be something happening up the street, you might walk faster. That's one set of comments. The other is run, 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 run for your life.
Ted Gastaro responded that the two estimates were trying to answer different questions, with one looking at the trends driving extremism and the other focused on al-Qaeda's intent and capabilities.
Well, can I make a suggestion? Until the problem changes, until we find and kill Osama bin Laden, that's all I really want from you people, is to tell me what the status of al-Qaeda is.
Other lawmakers also wondered about the status of al-Qaeda's safe haven in Pakistan. General Clapper said disrupting that safe haven is going to be a long-haul process, but that the goal is to make that safe haven, quote, less safe and less comfortable. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.